we would find that their apparent existence, Sri Ramakrishna was simply what he was, just a priest. Nothing more than that. And he used to draw in Indian currency only 5 rupees per month. That was his apparent existence, social existence. But his real existence, it was something superb. There we find God intoxication. That was Sri Ramakrishna's real existence, God intoxicated mind. Always he himself said that throughout my life I have never thought of any other thing except God. That is this real existence of Sri Ramakrishna. Same thing with Holy Mother also. In Holy Mother, we find what she was. She was simply the wife of a priest and nothing more than that. But her real existence, what she was, she has become the universal mother of everybody. Those who have never read about her, those who have lost their mother, everybody feels that here is the moment they look at the picture of Holy Mother, immediately they feel that I have got some solace, some refuge, some protection in Holy Mother. Why and how it happens? So many mysterious cases are there who lost their mother, but the moment they look at the picture of Holy Mother, they feel that my mother is present there, in she is inside. Premeshananda Maharaj composed a poem. It is in Bengali. I would afterwards just give its English version. Nikhila Matri Hidaya Sagara Manthana Sudha Mahurati. Then that means that motherhood is in all the human beings. Everyone, every woman, she is having some sort of mother element. Now, if we can just concentrate all the mother elements of all the beings, not only human beings, of all the beings, this motherhood, if we can concentrate and give it a geographical dimension, then that figure, it would appear like this Holy Mother. So that type of personality was Holy Mother, and she became some international personality, and that was the real existence of Holy Mother. Another lecture Swamiji gave, that was this evolution of God. The moment we hear this evolution of God, we feel that it appears a little apparent contradictory, because God cannot evolve. If it is God is everything, omnipotent, omniscient, all-pervading existence, then that how it can evolve. But Swamiji, since Swamiji has mentioned that evolution of God, certainly there is some provision for evolution of God. What is that and how is it? That if God does not evolve, what evolves then? Man's understanding about God evolves. Man's conception about God evolves. That is this evolution of God. In Sri Ramakrishna, we find the same thing. If we go through the life sketches of the spiritual giants, when Ramachandra, he started his life, you will find that in Ramachandra, the spiritual element is there, but simultaneously, physical strength also is there. And in Sri Krishna, we find it another dimension. In Sri Krishna, he had this physical strength, manifestation of spiritual strength, but that was a controlled physical strength. In extreme cases only, he used to execute, just demonstrate his physical strength. But he had more spiritual strength, With that mission, throughout his life, he struggled. Then Gautam Buddha came. In Gautam Buddha, we do not find any physical strength. There it was purely some spiritual strength, with this love, compassion. That was his instrument. Through that he spread his message, and his life was there. Afterwards, those who came afterwards, this, even if we think of Christ, what we find, what he was, only. That means all sorts of sufferings was only hurled on Christ. But he, still he thought for man. He gave up his whole body, mind, everything, only for the cause of man. It is what it is. It is the spiritual strength. It is not any material strength. He had that material power, he had the occult power, he could have demonstrated, but he did not do. In that case, this beautiful message, that evolved message, that would have been jeopardized. That's the reason he demonstrated only the spiritual strength. In Chaitanya's life, the same thing we find. He won over everything with the spiritual strength. And Sri Ramakrishna, more naked. He is simple baby. Not even Chaitanadev had, Buddha had, at least some sort of scholarship. They had some strength. But this figure had nothing in his position. Totally, just simply, just have nothing in his position, a simply emptiness so far as the world is concerned. But that man had the fullest manifestation of God. That man is saying that I could not find any moksha when I had just was God was not with me. That is his manifestation. So we shall have to, now the question comes, how these figures like Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother or Swami Vivekananda can become some sort of demonstration or can some become an ideal for us? How this type of personages can become ideal for us? For that they have placed before us a few luminaries, some galaxy of stars, who are the direct disciples. We have seen that they got the inspiration from these three persons, but they translated the inspiration into worldliness. And gradually we find that how this organization has come up in their name. This Avedana Swami, how his work in the West. Trivunathana Swami, he became a martyr for the cause of Sri Ramakrishna. He sacrificed his whole body, mind, everything for this West, for America. He was a martyr for this cause. And this Turiyananda Swami, how much he suffered, we all know, those who have visited Shanti Ashrama, they have seen that how much he just suffered and how much blood he shed for the cause of this America. So these type of persons, and that flow is not yet stopped. It is that flow is still continuing. It is continuing, that means the disciples of Holy Mother, the disciples of the direct disciples, they still just carry on the same message, which was generated by Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swamiji. The same flow, the same Ganga is flowing through these luminaries. And now it has come to this just a few days ago. Swaran Swami was there. You have seen President Tathagata Swami is here. And these type of persons, they are carrying the same message. And same message is being conveyed by our Stuart Maharaj, Sarvadevanandaji, and others, Dipo, they are. Because this, we know that the Ganges water has got some purifying power. This Ganges water may remain in a big container. The Ganges water may remain a small bottle. But a little sprinkling that has got that purifying power is there. So here, the container in Dipo, or this our steward, Maharaj Sarvadevaran Swami, the continent may not be big like, say, Swan Swami or other big luminaries, Avedan Swami, but the thing is still continuing. The thing is still continuing. In that process, that's here, I am feeling very much, emotionally touched in presence of or Sarvodevaran Swami. Why? Because, as he has mentioned, while he was a student, and I also was a student, at that time we used to visit Sargachi and to meet Premeshananda Maharaj. He used to go and stay there for a few, sometimes days, even nearly 1 month or something like that, and he used to help me. Indirectly, he used to Premeshananda Maharaj, because I was attending Premeshananda Maharaj, naturally he used to help me, assist me, and give me a little bit of relief, if, something like that. So in that process, so we became just like two friends, two brothers, and younger brother and senior brother. Like that we became very intimate friends, like we became. And Sohananda Swami, it has become a triangular. Triangular in this sense, because while I was serving Premeshananda Maharaj at Sargachi, once he came. Of course, I came to know that Sohananda Swami and Premeshananda Maharaj, they were very closely together. Why? Because sometimes he used to write letters to Sohananda Swami. Those letters you have gone through in the Go Forward book. That compilation of those letters. So if we go through those letters, then we can understand the, how much intimate they were. And when Premesh Maharaj became sick, at that time he had the concern that Premesh Maharaj's health should improve, and that I was serving, naturally he was remaining grateful to me that I was looking after Premesh Maharaj's well-being. He used to occasionally inquire me that I shall not write Premesh Maharaj, but I shall inquire from you what I should contribute, what I should do for the well-being of Premesh Maharaj. And in that way, whenever I felt any necessity, I used to write to him, Maharaj, if this thing can be done, it will be good, if treatment, medicine, something like that. By the way, one incident comes in my mind. One day I was just massaging Premesh Maharaj, and I'm one side, and Sohananda Swami also was doing the other side of one part I was doing, another part he was massaging. And by the way, he said one raised some discussion related to ashram affairs. So in the ashram means some sort of some unpleasant things happens. So he was mentioning that in that ashram, so when things are happening, so what should I do? I am thinking, whether should I take transfer or not, something like that. Then what Premesh Maharaj told, I do not remember, but what Swarna Swami said, that has become a very great lesson in my life. So that I still remember. He said, Maharaj, I cannot. Just I am thinking, though I am thinking, but I cannot just ask for transfer. Why? Or I cannot just quarrel with the head. Why I cannot quarrel with the head? Because if I decide that I shall not stay here, then why should I quarrel? And if I decide that I shall not go out from this place, then why should I quarrel? So that, he says, this small message, that has become a life-saving factor in my life. It has saved me on many occasions, because, and this is the only methodology for in your family also, in your office also, in your whole throughout the life. And actually, these small words, actually the message of Holy Mother also. Holy Mother also, if you just boil it down, then it will come to this thing. That means if I am to stay with somebody, should not quarrel. And if I decide I shall not stay, then why should I just quarrel and go? Let us go peacefully. So that should be the approach in our life. Now regarding Premeshananda Maharaj, he was against this Guruvad. We generally, in our order, those who have attended Belur Math Aratrikam, you will find that after the Aratrikam, we say, chant Holy Mother's joy, joy, Mahamai ki joy. Then afterwards we give the joy on Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna Dev ki joy, not Guru Maharaj ji ki joy. Why it was introduced? Previously, Guru Maharaj Ji Ki Jai was pronounced. But Akhandananda Maharaj changed it because he could find that in the name of Guru Maharaj, each was thinking of his own personal Guru. So he changed it that in our organization, Guru means Sri Ramakrishna. Sri Ramakrishna is the common Guru of all the Gurus. So he should be the Guru. I remember one incident happened, and probably in the go forward, this letter might have published, because Premesh Maharaj dictated and I was writing. Shankaranda Maharaj, he went into Mahasamadhi. So one person who was a disciple of Shankaranda Maharaj, he felt very much depressed and said, Maharaj, now my all charm for Belurmot is gone. I used to visit him. Henceforth, if I go to Belurmot, I won't find him. So my all charm of Belurmot has gone. What should I do? Something. Premesh Maharaj gave him a reply. What was that reply? Every year we do Durga Puja. In India, how we do Durga Puja? In the clay image. We prepare one clay image, and for 4 days, we worship, for 5 days, we worship it. And after, when the worship is finished, what we do? We simply immerse that image into the Ganges. Ganges or pond, anywhere. And next year, again we prepare another image, and again we do the same worship of Durga. It is not that Mother Durga is lost. She is present. Only the image has gone. So Premeshananda Maharaj wrote him that we have been worshipping Sri Ramakrishna in the image of Shankarananda. Now we will be worshipping Sri Ramakrishna in the image of Vishuddhananda. So that image of Sri Ramakrishna, that is still is there, present. So our gurus are some just image of Sri Ramakrishna and nothing more than that. So if one guru goes, in that case, it is not that he is lost. He is still living in another form. That's the reason we consider the president of this Ramakrishna Sangha as if he is the representative of Sri Ramakrishna. We consider him that through his voice, he is talking, we give so much of importance and reverence. It is a kind of sadhana. But in our heart of hearts, we know that the same God force is working here. While I was serving him, as I had to serve him continuously, day in, day out, I had to remain with him, and very closely we had to remain. And for 10 years, one day, almost at the fag end of his life, he called me and told me, when I shall give up my body, within 7 days, you leave this place and go to Belurmot, because at that time he was in Varanasi. Go to Belurmot. I was a little askance why he is talking this way. So he said, see, I have got a few admirers. So what they will try to do, the moment I shall give up my body, they will try to form a group centering you. Centering you. So you should meticulously avoid this thing. That's the reason I am telling you, immediately you leave this place and go to Belurmot and ask the President Maharaj what should be your next program. And you do accordingly. And actually I also did the same thing as he said. At that time, Varanasi, the head was Bhaskaranandaji. He was the disciple of Raja Maharaj. When I told him, Maharaj, I'd like to go to Belurmot, he said, why? Why will you go? He thought probably because Maharaj has expired, I am feeling very much sad and depressed. So he wanted to encourage me, all right, you need not stay there, you come and stay by my side. You come to my next room and stay here, and I shall take you to some places of pilgrimage, something like that. All these things he proposed. But I told, no, Maharaj, I shall have to go back, go to Belur Mot. Why? I told that this is the thing. Immediately he said, certainly I shall make arrangement, and probably that night itself he made some special arrangement for me and sent me to Belur Mot with some escort. I had in my mind, Premesh Maharaj, his talks were a little bit startling. Why? I should say, when I wished to join, at that time, one day he asked me, for what purpose you like to join? I told him that Swamiji has mentioned that when you are born, you make a mark in life. So I also like to make a mark in life. Then Premesh Maharaj replied, if you, I, and X, Y, Z, if we all start making mark on the in that case, what will happen? Then the whole wall is going to be defaced. So it is better, don't make your mark. There is already a mark, that mark of Swami Vivekananda. Let us only just run our ruts on that mark only. So that is, it was some sort of a startling thing. And one day I was telling him that Swamiji had his vairagya from his very childhood. He immediately said, where could you find the vairagya of Swamiji? I said, why not? From his very childhood I find his vairagya. He said, no. Vairagya is meant for whom? Who has attachment? Where did you find any attachment in Swami Vivekananda? So that you can find, well, that his talks were something like this. So I thought of noting down all these talks. And now those who can understand and read Bengali Udbodhan, there you are finding Sargachi Sriti, my memoirs of Sargachi, those things which I noted down, those things, and now we are publishing. So I started noting down. One day he could observe that I was writing down something. So he came and said, what are you doing? I told, yes, I am noting down whatever you talked today. I am noting them down. Certainly with some pride I gave my expressions. Then he said, let me see. So I gave him, and immediately he tore all the pages. He tore all the pages. He tore. 3-4 pages were there. He tore. And he told me, see, our ideals are Thakur, Ma, Swamiji, and the direct disciples. Never lower down your ideal. Of course, I did not obey him. As a result, all these things have come up. but I had to do very secretly. When everybody was sleeping at that time, in those days, and electricity was not there, the lantern, so making it dim, and in some remote corner, I used to note them down in night time. Another, this type of statement, one gentleman, he was a communist, but very intelligent person and right person, certainly right person. Otherwise, he would not feel interested to come to ashram or talk with Premesh Ananda Maharaj. Very good man, but he did not believe in God. Being communist, he wanted to show that how he was liberal and all these things. So he said, I am very liberal, I do not find any difference between a drawing room and the shrine, they said. Then Premesh Maharaj replied to him, yes, your baby is more liberal. He can even deface, spoil the shrine also by stool and urine. So that means your intelligence is of that standard. So one gentleman, there are two trees in front of the gate. probably our Sarvajana Maharaj has marked it, that one was the Kamini, another was the Kanchana. These two flower plants were there in front of the gate. One gentleman, he just sarcastically passed a comment to Premesh Maharaj. Maharaj, just in front of the gate of the ashrama, this Kamini and Kanchanas are there. Premesh Maharaj immediately replied, those two have been kept outside the boundary of the Kamini Kanchan. These two things are there outside the boundary of the ashrama. If you want to enter into the ashrama, you will have to keep those two things outside. So that type of his words is to tell, naturally I felt tempted to note that down. He was the disciple of Holy Mother. In 1905, when this partition of Bengal movement started, at that time he also got inspiration in it and started reading books. First he read books on Bankim Chandra. Then in that process, he came in touch with the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. When he read the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, he felt very much inspired that this is the thing I was searching. Then he came to know that M. Master Mahasaya, Mahendranath Gupta, he has compiled this book. So he rushed to Calcutta to meet Mahendranath Gupta. The moment both came, in his pre-monastic life, Premeshananda Maharaj came from some Vaishnava and Shakta family. They had the deity of Govindji, Sri Krishna. He himself used to worship the Govinda. And he was a very good singer. All of you might have known that so many songs are there. Jaya Jaya Ramakrishna Bhuvana Mangala Bhanga Hidayo. So many songs are there. So this, he was the composer of the songs. So Master Mahasaya asked him, do you sing? Well, yes, can you sing? He started singing. And he became so emotional that tears are rolling. At that, Master Mahasaya also started singing some songs. So in that way, both became so intimate. And that thing continued for a few days. Afterwards, Master Mahasaya told him, you see, there are higher than very greater personalities. You should be in touch with them. One is Holy Mother. So you can go and take initiation from him. And there is another, that means the Raja Maharaj is there, Brahmananda. So, and this type of stars are there at the Belur Math. You go and meet them. So he wrote a letter of introduction, and afterwards he went to Holy Mother and Belur Math and came in close touch with them. Well, while Holy Mother, I once asked Premesh Maharaj, when you met Holy Mother, what was your reaction first when you met her? He kept silent a little because the Shevaks have some advantage. So I was needling him. Ultimately, he had to yield. And he said, I saw her. I saw Goddess Durga. Goddess Durga. And what was the complexion of Goddess Durga? And then he said, Atashiri Pushpavarnabha, in the Chandi, that was there. Then again I asked another question, why did you see Durga? Why not Kali or other goddess? Then he said, replied, because my Ishta Mantra was Durga. Then, so that is the moment he met Holy Mother, he felt that I have got my realization. I have got my realization. And afterwards, he became intoxicated. That means the message of Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, Sharadan, Swamiji, these are to be spread to the world. And he became mad after that thing. And Holy Mother, she one song, asked Premeshwar Maharaj, sang a song, the Kokila Kujane Malaya Pavane. That song he sang to Holy Mother. And Holy Mother said, you just instruct this song to Radhi and from her I shall pick up. I shall pick up. And Radhe also used to sing sometimes for Holy Mother. So that type of affection and relation developed. Not only that, Holy Mother asked Ramesh Maharaj to teach English to Radhe, so that the English-speaking people would come, then Radhe can communicate to me. So that you can well understand what sort of relationship they develop. Regarding Raja Maharaj, you might have heard that Pramesh Maharaj composed one song, beautiful song, that is Arupashayare Leela Lahori. That is a song. When that song was sung to Raja Maharaj, the Raja Maharaj said, a person without realization cannot compose such a song. So that type of song he sang to Raja Maharaj. He sang another song to Abhedananda Swami, Kere Paddo Palasha Lochana. This song, beautiful, O lotus-eyed the Narayana. That is addressed the song in praise of invoking Swamiji. So all the things, and when Abhedananda Swami heard the song, immediately Abhedananda Swami jumped up and hugged, embraced Pramesh Maharaj, saying, oh, what a beautiful expression you have given of Swamiji. What a beautiful expression you have given. So that type of, wherever these all the direct disciples, whomsoever they came in touch with him, and he also was blessed, because they also showered their blessings on him. Whatever I came to know, I had something like this. And he once said that one day I had the opportunity to see the wife of Yogin Maharaj, Yogananda Swami. Yogananda Swami, much earlier he expired, left his Mahasamadhi. But I cannot forget that as if the goddess herself has descended, so purity and so beauty together. Such a beautiful figure I have never seen in my whole life. Once I saw this Yogananda's wife, and that I cannot forget throughout my life. Once here, it is some sort of holy company. My time is over, so I'm going to finish. Holy company means, suppose, one's incident. It is related to Virajananda Swami, Prabhu Maharaj. Prabhu means Virajananda Swami and Premeshananda Swami. I would like to mention, Premeshananda Maharaj, he was very sick at that time. Sick means he became paralytic. If you have seen the Mahasamadhi, the figure of Thakur after Mahasamadhi, that type of skeleton, his Premeshananda Maharaj's body also became. And he became totally blind due to glaucoma. Totally crippled, he could not walk. We had to take him out in perambulator. He could not hold anything. I had to feed him. This boil clear, that also not possible. I had to apply my finger in that way. And urine also through suprapubic. So you can well understand what sort of physical condition he had. But his mind was always alert, and he would never falter for any reply. I remember once he was having some physical ailments, and that for that sugar trouble was there. To some extent you can say hypoglycemia. He could not just remember this thing, that thing, so many things. Even in that condition, though it was continued for 1 or 2 days, even in that condition, whenever I put any spiritual question, I could find him answer, perfect, all right. One day I asked him, Maharaj, now your memory is failing in some of the items, but whenever I'm putting any spiritual question, I never find that you are faltering or hesitating or anything imperfection is there. How is it possible? Immediately he replied, see, this logic or worldly things, all these things function within the level of intellect. But this spiritual thing, it moves in the level of spiritual means anandamaya kosh, beyond intellect. So some mistakes can happen in the sphere of intellect, but in the sphere of this spiritual level, this anandamaya kosh, there cannot be any mistake, because that is not prompted by intelligence or mind. So that was his condition. When that was his physical condition, at that time I was serving, and because I had to work day and night, 24 hours, the Belmont authorities, they felt that somebody should assist me. Prabhu Maharaj, Bireshwaran Swami, was the general secretary. He wrote a letter to Birajatmananda Swami. Birajatmananda Swami, he was another Sevak of Birajananda Maharaj. That he served Birajananda Swami very much. I can mention, by the way, one after another incidents are coming. One, Birajananda Swami, how much he loved this Birajatmananda. Because Birajananda, he himself has given him the name Birajatmananda. His pre-monastic name was Anadi. How much he loved him, I can tell one incident, which I got from Anadi Maharaj himself. One day, he was president, Birajananda Swami was president in Belur Mott. The Sevak, who was to look after him, he just arranged everything, and the curtain was also arranged, and he will put up the light and come out. All of a sudden, he could find that there was a mosquito in the mosquito net. Now, what to be done? So the Sevak, he was trying to chase the mosquito from this corner to that corner, that corner to this corner. It was some game was going on. So Birajananda Maharaj, he was silently observing everything. All of a sudden, he said, this is not your job, you call Anadi, he will do it. So he had to go and call Anadi. Anadi Maharaj came, and he, Anadi, you see the mosquito is there. Oh, mosquito. He simply lifted the mosquito, stood up, and came out. See, this is the thing. So that is his love for each other. How much? Because that is the Sangha Guru on his bed, how anyone can stand up. So, but he did not feel. He had so much of just a motherly relationship developed. So this Anadi Maharaj, he joined through Premeshananda Maharaj. And Premeshananda Maharaj sent him to serve Birajananda Swami. Now, Premeshananda Maharaj's health was running down, and at that time, Prabhu Maharaj, Birajananda Swami, wrote a letter to Birajatman Swami, Anadi, that you proceed Varanasi, serve Premeshananda, seriously ill. One small telegram he sent. Why did he send? Because Anadi Maharaj, after serving his guru, when guru was no more there, some vacuum created, naturally he felt everything hollow. And he felt that until unless I realize God, I won't come back. So he decided, took that decision, and he went to Rishikesh, and he was passing his days. And it was very difficult for the authorities to bring him back. They wrote him letters, pleaded him. When Prabhu Maharaj, that means Birajananda Swami, pleaded him, you please come, otherwise it is a question of discipline or something like that. Then he wrote back that you can strike off my name, but I have decided until unless I realize God, I am not going down. So that's my firm decision. Now, that Virashanswami applied these tricks. He knew his weakness towards Premeshananda Maharaj, so he applied the tricks, and the moment Anadi Maharaj got the telegram, he immediately rushed to Varanasi to serve Premeshananda Maharaj. So in that way, he served Premeshananda Maharaj for 2-3 years. Of course, his age was there. Ultimately, he was suffering from insomnia, so he had to give up, and he was made the head of one particular center. This type of things, so many incidents are coming and pouring into my brain. Some I noted down, some are now coming. So this will be unending. I should stop somewhere. So, only which is very much appealing to me, with those two incidents, I will just finish up. One is that while he was in Varanasi and in that sort of physical condition, one day he told me, you see, I am greater than Sri Ramakrishna and greater than Totapuri. I said, how you can be greater than Sri Ramakrishna, greater than Totapuri? Like, who was the guru of Sri Ramakrishna? I said, Totapuri or so many others were their gurus. Well, see, there Sri Ramakrishna's guru and my guru. Who was my guru? My guru was Holy Mother, Raksha Jagajani. Who is greater? So I am greater. So that is so much of faith and the conviction. Another incident, and with that incident I should finish. One day, he was in the habit of taking daily Ganges water. And generally, after his sponging and all the things, I used to pour down in his mouth the Ganges water. And with much ado, it was his weakness, you can say. Daily he used to take one drop of Ganges water. So that day, although it was almost the fag end of his life, that day I told him, Maharaj, now your sponging and everything is over. Now please open your mouth, I shall put the drop of Ganges water. He said, what? I said, Ganges water. What? Ganges. Why? Why Ganges? I said, Ganges water you take daily. You take. No. I have got something purer than that thing. And what is that? This Ramakrishna now. That I am having.